This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Cotton farmers in the U.S. have had a rough couple of years. Cotton prices have slumped for a number of reasons, from weather to global trade to yoga pants. James Morrison explains.
Once confined to gyms and Pilates studios, yoga pants are now widely accepted attire in many social settings, from the office to the classroom. Someone has even coined a new term for athletic wear that can be worn by anyone, anywhere. It's called athleisure wear, and University of Nevada, Las Vegas fashion historian Deirdre Clemente says it's here to stay.
We're seeing athleisure wear infiltrate the American wardrobe, and I think that that infiltration has only just begun.
This rise in athletic apparel is bad news for the cotton industry. That's because most of it is made out of synthetic fibers like lycra, polyester, and spandex. Clemente says in the 70-plus year rivalry between natural and synthetic fibers, cotton has always struggled when it comes to sportswear.
There weren't yoga pants before there were synthetic fibers. Why? Because you couldn't get cotton to hold your butt in like that.
But the company in charge of keeping cotton innovative knows exactly how lucrative the activewear market is right now. Mary Ankeny is the vice president of product development at Cotton Incorporated, a North Carolina-based organization that designs and markets new cotton products. She says the company has designed new cotton fabrics that breathe and wick moisture like their synthetic competitors.
We're making a more performance fabric that's intended to be out there to be able to compete with those synthetic options that are on the market.
But cotton has bigger problems than athleisure wear. For instance, China. It's by far the world's largest cotton-producing country, followed by India and the United States. And China heavily regulates its cotton industry. Texas A&M ag economist John Robinson says China bought half the world's cotton supply in 2011 when prices were at a peak of $2 a pound. And then it held that cotton off the market in a government reserve for 3 years.
And so it kind of created an artificial shortage, which maintained high prices for all of 11, 12, and 13, maintained prices higher than they would have been had those bales been in circulation.
But in 2014, China began dumping that reserve, depressing prices, and killing the export market for American cotton growers. And this was happening as U.S. cotton growers were facing problems at home as well. David Dunlow is a cotton grower in North Carolina.
Back in 2015, I think it was 17 days where we had rain and clouds and misty rain, and the temperatures were warm enough for the seed that actually sprouted in the lint.
That ruined the quality of the crop, and farmers like Dunlow were forced to sell their cotton at half market price. That was a devastating blow since just a year earlier, in 2014, Congress took cotton out of Title I of the Farm Bill. Title I is a guarantee the government will pay farmers if they suffer a crop failure or a major drop in prices.
30 years I've been farming, I'd say the last 2 or 3 years was really doubting whether this is what I needed to do, you know, be a, quote, cotton farmer. It's been that bad because of weather and because of the safety net not being there and prices being depressed.
But things are looking up. Dunlow says this year's harvest should be better than average, and he's cautiously optimistic Congress will put cotton back into Title I of the 2018 Farm Bill, especially since the House just included it in its recent disaster aid package. And economist John Robinson expects China to deplete its cotton reserves soon, creating new demand for cotton. So the cotton industry's push into athleisure wear comes at a time when farmers are hoping to stretch into a newly energized market. In Chapel Hill, North Carolina, I'm James Morrison for Marketplace.